Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
People just keep wanting to read something into the Kevin Stefanski, Shador Sanders relationship that is not there. It's just not true. It's complete fiction. I mean, the things that people should be paying attention to are all the extra time the Browns have taken to develop Shador Sanders and all the one-on-one time Kevin Stefanski has spent in his office going over his tape from the day before. That's not something that Kevin was ever going to tell us. Myles Garrett revealed that, and then we got it out of Kevin. Rest assured, they've been working very, very hard with Shador to get him to this point.
Huh. So Mary Kay Cabot saying that what you think might be a conspiracy is not. Can you take that at the surface? Do you see where you're at on that? Are we okay with that now?
You have a coach, you have a player. Coaches coach, players play. They don't have to love each other, but there you go. Apparently there's been a fine working environment, Andy.
I don't know. Again, the drama is just something I'm tired. We live on drama. We're home of drama. That's
you're the king of drama.
Well, and Mary Kay brought that up too. It's just like, is every quarterback going to be drama when they come to this team?
Yes.
And this is
honestly, I agree with her about the quarterback next year.
Yeah,
I think it's probably a pretty small sample size to make a franchise altering decision on the next. What is it? Seven games? Six games? Whatever it is. Six games.
Isn't six games better than zero when you're making a franchise-altering decision on drafting a quarterback?
But for this, you may not, if all goes well, you're not drafting this high again. But can you imagine the chaos? Let's say Shador finishes the season as the starter and does okay. And they draft somebody else in the first round. Well, you're drafting that guy to play. Chaos, Andy.
It's what we have. We're
chaos.
Good at that.
Let it ensue.
Denzel's in Maple Heights. Hey, Denzel, how are you?
Denzel.
Doing good, guys. How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. We're good. They won on Sunday. I'm not sure if anybody knows
that. How about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, we always love that win. Go Browns. Go Browns. I just had a quick little conversation I want to have with you guys. Got time for a conversation. So, first of all, to the Dylan Gabriel camp. To the Shador cap, I think the important thing is to make the main thing the main thing. You're doing a disservice to yourself, the team, and the rookie QBs by focusing or not focusing on the organization's much-needed improvement. Both quarterbacks have been set up to fail. Dylan Gabriel took 6 years to develop into a sixth or seventh-round evaluated QB. He ultimately wound up going to the Browns in the third round. But Dylan played behind a top offensive line in Oregon. I mean, most notably in 2025, PFF had them rated as a top five O-line. So this guy played against a great O-line, and you evaluate him. Again, quick question. How many times did the Browns get it wrong at QB?
Every. Oh. Seriously, since when?
Otto Graham worked out pretty well, Denzel.
You got to go back pretty far. Bernie?
So you get a great prospect in Dylan Gabriel, a good prospect in Dylan Gabriel, who played against and behind a great offensive line, but you bring them to a team with, like, that's our biggest need is an offensive line.
Okay.
You look at that and you say, we have to charge that against the Browns. The thing with the Shador versus Dylan thing, again, disingenuous conversations. When you look at that, you say, well, both guys were misevaluated by the Browns. If you look at how they were evaluated, Shador was evaluated as a first-round pick. I will listen to 93 92.3 like all summer.
Right.
Everybody was talking about Shedeur most likely getting picked in the first round. It should be no surprise or shock that a lot of people woke up the next day and was just a surprise as pretty much you guys should have been, since you also spent a lot of time talking about him going in the first round.
Yeah, I thought he was going in the first round too, but I just didn't
seem that way.
I couldn't believe that. Like, I figured that the worst it was going to be outside of the top 20. I mean, everybody had talked about him going, and you know, for a long time until like about 2 or 3 weeks right before the draft, everybody had said he was a top 5 pick. Media-wise, I don't know what the scouts were saying. That's the problem.
Didn't you think that in the second round the Browns were going to take him with either the Schlesinger or the Judkins pick?
I knew they wanted a running back at some point, but I thought they would draft him higher. Yeah.
When Shedeur dropped like he dropped, you know, we all just sat around thinking, all right, when's this guy going to go off the board? It was stunning to watch him last till the fifth round.
And so when you see a lot of fans and people around the league, even people who not necessarily Shedeur fans, but people who just, hey, you know, guys make money off of picking the draft, right? You know, mm-hmm. people out here, we make a little bets with our friends and stuff. So people who even watch the draft said, okay, hey, we had arguments. I did hear people say, man, I think he may at best be a second rounder. Fifth, everybody looked surprised. So when you see a lot of fans look at it, we say, okay, to act like that should not kind of raise an eyebrow to a degree is like that's disingenuous. Then on the flip side, those same fans have to watch Dillon Gabriel, who's evaluated as a 6th or 7th round pick, go in the 3rd round before Shedeur, and we looking and say, yo, what the heck?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then you place this guy who's round, again, behind the top 5 offense and play very well Oregon. You bring him to a team where offensive line is one of our biggest pain points. So I'm just stepping back to say, before we even talk about the Shedeur fans, the Gabriel Kappa fans, before we talk about how Kevin treats Shedeur, let's step back and say, again, if we're talking about going to the draft next year, why would that make sense? And why should we trust them to get it right again when it looked like they just missed twice again? Then miss with the veterans again. We don't even have a veteran presence for any of these rookies, whether we keep one and draft another one.
They'll say Deshaun is now. I just heard that again. They're saying Deshaun's that veteran presence, that Deshaun was there, and that even Mary Kay just said the time that they're spending together talking about this stuff.
Okay. So I can step back on that point. But the overall picture, I mean, guys, I think you understand where I'm coming from. I think overall we step back and don't make it about Shedeur and don't make it about Gabriel. It looks like the Browns may be fumbling again. And to have to go to the draft again, what else can we call it?
But here's the hard part. I mean, outside of the
Browns is the Browns.
So Denzel, I agree with everything you're saying, but it finally looks like they got a draft that was worthwhile last year.
They did. No, listen, yeah. I thought about it. We were talking about it at the game. I said, man, I want to grab so many of these players' jerseys. I'm going to have to repeat colors. I mean,
marks out of the draft are the two quarterbacks still, you know?
Yeah, and I mean,
everybody else looks like they hit. Still,
I understand it's more football to play as well. Exactly. And I know it's more football to play. Like I said, I actually did like Dillon's game. I think it didn't get to shine, as somebody made a point earlier, because we didn't set him up and put him in the best position to succeed, where we could have maybe done something. An opportunity to maybe have a two-headed dragon at quarterback, and now we could have had one of these veterans or Deshaun, and he's mentoring these two young guys, and now we got a package we make and bring Dillon out, and then we can switch Shedeur in this package, and we got two running backs, so now we never even played around with a dual running back set that often this season. I mean, we just, many mismanagements, many missed opportunities. Maybe we make some differences and some changes with this adjustment, which you're doing. But overall, I don't want to simply just keep focusing on a quarterback. Let's start as fans focusing on the organization.
Here you go.
Step it up, Stefanski. Step it up.
Thank you, Denzel.
Denzel's on a roll.
Yeah, Denzel was flying there. He
had some good thoughts there.
He did. It was an interesting conversation. I mean, it was a good conversation.
Well, it gets back to this thought too, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need Patrick Mahomes? Do you need Brett Favre? Do you need Dan Marino? If you put together a really good team and drop a quarterback, competent quarterback in there. And that quarterback could be Dylan, Deshaun, Shador. You know, punch up the offensive line, give them a couple of wide receivers, and let's go.
So are they set up to fail then? That's my question. Are they? Are both these guys because of the...
You know what they're set up to do, Andy? They're set up to be young quarterbacks on a team that's building. That's what they're set up to be. I mean, it happens every year in the NFL. I mean, how's Drake May playing?
Right.
Well, he's playing better than he did last year. Why is teams playing better? And Drake May looks like a really good quarterback.
I think if you walk into a second year and feel confident, I'm like, what do you need to feel confidence? I'll say out of either one of these guys, but since Sanders is your starter right now, what do you need from Sanders to feel confident going into next year that you don't have to draft a quarterback in the first round? What does he need to prove here in these final games?
I don't know that there's enough time to make you think, yep, that's the guy. Heaven forbid, okay? Let's say Shador goes out of the lineup and he gets injured.
Okay.
Let's say he gets a concussion, and I'm not wishing that on anybody. No. And Dylan goes in and plays really well the rest of the way. I don't think it's time enough that you could say, yep, Dylan Gabriel's our guy. I don't think there's enough time to say, yep, Shador's our guy, which takes us back to Mary Kay's point. Andy, they might be in a position that they may not be in for years to come. And I think they need to either absolutely think some quarterback next year is going to be just awesome, or go with the strategy that Denzel was laying out. Build that team, drop in a quarterback, or build a team around one of these quarterbacks and move forward. I mean, to me, it looks like Shador has some abilities that he might be able to really become a starting quarterback in the league. Dylan, not as much as Shador in a very limited sample size for Shador. And we all know, and if you put a decent team out there next year, you punch up that line, you throw out, let's say, two wide receivers, one in the draft, one in free agency, and Deshaun Watson's arm is okay? You don't think he could win some games next year?
Yeah, I know. But nobody wants to hear that.
Nobody wants to hear
when
that.
When he got hurt, man, people are like, he'd never seen him again. I don't know. I still think.
It gets back to Kenny.
We may not see him this year,
his arm looked shot. Before the Achilles, his arm looked dead.
Well, he's had plenty of time to rest it.
I know. Mm-hmm. If he can throw.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.